Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you again that we have the opportunity of sharing your word together.
所以我们感谢你，我们才有机会在你跟前分享你自己的话语。
And we ask, Lord, that in this time and to the very end of our time here, you would continue to work and finish what you have begun.
所以我们求你在我们这个时候，在这个营会最后一段时间，你继续做你的工作，以致你的工作能够完成。你的心意在我们身上。
We pray that you'd keep us from distraction.
我们求你把一切的外面的搅扰，各方面的搅扰都挪去。
And make us attentive to hear your word.
以致我们能够很专注地来听你的话。
We need to hear your voice.
我们需要听见你的声音。
And we pray that our hearts would be open, ready, and willing to hear you.
我们祷告说我们的心做好准备。也愿意专注来听你的声音。
So we look to you, Lord, for your faithfulness to fulfill this our request.
我们仰望你自己的信实，来答应成就我们所求的。
So we commit our time to you in Jesus' holy name.
我们把我们的时间完全交在你手中，奉你宝贝圣洁的名。
Amen. So this morning we are asking the question.What is my gift?
今天早上我们就问一个问题，我的恩赐是什么呢？
So of course what we're referring to is the gifts of the Spirit which are spoken of in the Scripture.
就是我们知道所讲的就是圣灵所赐的恩赐在圣经里头所讲的。
So how do we understand these gifts first of all?
首先我们应当怎样去认识这些恩赐呢？
Well let us first turn to Acts chapter 13.
我们首先翻开使徒行传十三章。
There was a gathering of believers in Antioch.
在安提阿有一帮信徒聚在一起。
And these brothers and sisters had a hunger and desire to know the Lord and to serve Him.
这帮信徒里头有一个饥饿，有一个渴慕，要侍奉我们的主。
And in verse 2, chapter 13, verse 2.
十三章第二节。
And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted,The Holy Spirit said, Now separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
于是进食祷告，安守在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
So here we see the position of the Holy Spirit in relation to the church.
So 我们看见在这里圣灵对于教会他的地位是怎样。
He speaks.
他说话。
And he speaks with authority.
他是带着权柄来说话。
And he says, give me Barnabas and Saul.
他说给我巴拿巴和扫罗。
For the work to which I have called them.
去做我照他们所做的工。
So from this we can understand that the work in the church is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以现在我们认识教会的工作其实是圣灵自己的工作。
He has been sent into the world on the grounds of Jesus' glorification to accomplish something.
圣灵是因着主耶稣应得荣耀呢，就被差遣到世上要做他的工作。
And we remember the story in Genesis.
你记得在创世纪的一个故事。
The account of how Abraham sent a servant to bring a bride for his son.
就是亚伯拉罕他怎样差遣一个仆人为做他儿子要娶一个侍妇。
And in that picture, we can see the work of the Holy Spirit.
在这个图画里头，我们看见圣灵的工作。
He is bringing a bride for the son.
他要为着他的儿神亚伯拉罕要为着他的儿子呢，要寻找得找一个心腹。
So that is the work that the Spirit is doing.
所以圣灵又为着神的儿子找做一个心腹，这个是圣灵的工作。
What is he not doing?
那么他不做什么工作呢？
He's not building big institutions.
他不是建立一个的章程。
He's not trying to change the world's social structure.
他也不要改造这个社会的一个社会的结构。
He's not trying to make industry more efficient.
他也不是去叫哪些工业更加有效率。
He's seeking a bride for Christ.
他是要为基督寻找新妇。
This bride is a people who are prepared for the Lord.
这个新妇就是一般人为做主所预备的。
They have been born again.
他们是已经重生的。
He dwells in them.
他住在他们里头。
And he is working in them to bring them and to present them to the Lord Jesus.
他在他们里头来工作，以致他们能够被献上为做基督。
He's very zealous and very jealous for this bride.
他为做这个新妇是很热心，也蛮有嫉邪的。有妒忌的,
and he's never distracted from his purpose.
他从来不会叫他的目的又分散注意力的。
You know, we get distracted with so many things.
我们常常为做很多事情，我们会分心。
We can be distracted by, you know, wanting to have a better building, a better place to meet.
我们常常为做一个有更舒服、更大的地方去聚集这个事情，被分散精神。
We can be distracted by trying to organize different sorts of meetings or programs.
我们可以为做安排不同的聚会或者程序而分心。
And we can lose sight of what the Holy Spirit is doing.
我们会不能够专注圣灵正在做什么工作。
The Holy Spirit only cares about people.
圣灵只关心人
and he only cares that Christ should be known to them and formed in them and their lives transformed ready for him.
圣灵只关心基督是要 成型在人心里头，以致这般人心腹能够预备好为基督的。
He doesn't care about places, he cares about people.
他不关心地方，他关心人。
And if we are walking with the Lord, that will be our heart also.
如果我们要与主同行，这个就是圣灵要做的工。
Now this work is a wonderful work.
这个工作是个奇妙的工作。
And in this work, the Holy Spirit gives gifts to people.
为做这个工作，圣灵赐给人恩赐。
What are the gifts for?
这些恩赐是为着什么目的呢？
The gifts are for the work.
这个恩赐是为做这个工作的。
The gifts are not just sort of, you know, would you like a chocolate?
这个恩赐不是说你要不要巧克力了。
Would you like something sweet, something nice just for you?
你是不是要一些甜的、好吃的为着你呢？
That's not the gifts we're talking about.
不是我们讲到这些的礼物。
These gifts are is something that the Holy Spirit works and gives to people.For the work that he is doing.
这些恩赐是圣灵要赐给人，为着圣灵自己要做的工作。
And as the scripture says, the church is the body of Christ.
圣经讲到教会是基督的身体。
So these gifts are different, just like we have different functions in different parts of our body.
这些恩赐都是不一样的，就好像我们身体上有不同的部分，有不同的功能。
So my hand can do what my ear can't do.
我的手能够做一些东西工作，我的耳朵不能够做。
But the whole person is made up of all the different abilities.
但是整个人的身体都是由不同的部分来进不同的功能的。
So this is the simplicity of what the gifts of the Spirit are.
所以圣灵所赐的恩赐就是很简单，好像这个图画一样。
So we need to be able to distinguish between, or be able to recognize what is a gift of the Spirit.
所以我们要能够分辨出什么是圣灵的恩赐呢？
So we could turn into Romans.
我们可以翻到罗马书。
And chapter 12.
十二章。
So in the beginning of Romans chapter 12, we have those familiar verses where he says, be transformed.
罗马书十二章一开始的时候，我们认识熟悉一个字，就是要变化。
And then he goes on in verse 3.
然后第三节继续。
For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you. Note that, it's to everyone who is among you.
这里说我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，所以要注意是每一个人。
Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we,being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy,Let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. Or he who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言。化作执事就当专一执事，化作教导的就当专一教导，化作劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
So he's showing us plainly that we have gifts which we need to learn to use.
这里很清楚告诉我们，我们有恩赐，那些恩赐我们需要去学习去运用的。
These are gifts of the Spirit.
这是圣灵所赐的恩赐。
So we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要对圣灵有敏锐的感觉。
And that's something we need to learn.
这些我们需要去学习。
You know, among the Christian church, there's a great deal, of talk about the Holy Spirit.
你知道在基督教会里头不同教会有对圣灵的有很多不同的讲法。
But how many people really know the work of the Holy Spirit?
但是有多少人真实的认识圣灵的工作呢？
How many people really know how to hear His voice?
有多少人真的去懂得去听圣灵的声音呢？
It is so easy to be deceived in this area.
在这方面是很容易，多么容易去被欺骗。
You know, by nature, we know a lot of things.
从天然自然来讲，我们知道很多的事情。
But we make a big mistake if we take this natural understanding and call it spiritual.
但是如果我们用这个天然的思想理解去说我们明白属灵的事，明白圣灵，这是很大的错误。
We make a big mistake if when we get excited about something, we say this excitement is therefore the Holy Spirit.
如果我们觉得用我们天然的角度说这是很兴奋的，以为这个兴奋就是圣灵给我们的喜乐。
Or if we feel a great emotion, we feel this emotion is the Holy Spirit.
或者我们经历一个很大的情绪，就以为这个情绪感觉是圣灵从圣灵而来的。
It may be the fruit of His work, but it may not be as well.
这个可能是圣灵工作的果子，但是也可能不是。
But we need to identify, we need to know how to hear Him rather than just be tossed around by our feelings or our thoughts.
但是我们需要懂得怎样去听他，而不是让自己的感觉被自己的感觉飘来飘去。
That doesn't come naturally.
这个不是很自然天然就来的。
We don't know that immediately that we become the Lord's.
我们不是立刻就能够完全懂得这个是从主而来的。
And we have to learn how to hear His voice.
我们乃是需要去学习听他的声音的。
And that comes through experience.
这个是通过我们的经历来学习的。
Just like a growing child learns to recognize instructions and the directions of a parent, so we also need to learn to hear His voice.
这好像小孩子成长的过程，慢慢认识父母对他的声音跟教导指示。我们也是这样去慢慢地学习圣灵的引导跟声音。
And you know, so often we say, well, okay, teach me how to do it.
很多时候我们就说，好啊，你就教我怎样去做。
But really, actually, no man can teach you this.
但其实没有任何一个人能够教到你。
You have it. You have a teacher.
你有一个教师。
He dwells in you.
他住在你里头。
Are you listening to him?
你有没有听他呢？
Does he have any freedom in your life?
他在你的生命里头有没有自由呢？
Or are you far too busy?
或者你太忙了。
And is your brain far too active?
你的脑袋里头太活跃了。
That still small voice gets no space.
这个静静的声音，很小的声音，有没有被你听见呢？
So we need to open our lives to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要向着圣灵，我们的眼睛需要张开。
You know, and when we hear these stories about people who go crazy and say they're going to do, you know, God told me to do this, and then they go and do something really stupid.
你知道有一些人他们精神有错乱了，他们说神叫我做这个事情，他们做一些很愚昧、很不好的事情。
We don't want to be like that.
我们要不要好像这样呢？
And there's absolutely no reason for us to be like that.
其实没有任何的原因我们需要这样做的。
Because a soft heart and a willing heart won't be like that.
因为一个柔软的心，一个愿意的心，不会是这样的。
You know, we are. Every time there is a big meeting, you know, like a big crusade or a famous speaker.
每一次有一个很大的聚会，或者有一个很特别的大型的聚会。
You can be sure that somebody will turn up and say, God has told me to preach today.
你就听见有一些人他说，神叫我今天来讲道。
And they're crazy people.
他们是精神有问题的人。
But why do they think like that?
但是为什么他这样讲呢？
Because that self-love and self-centeredness in them has never been dealt with and never been broken.
因为这个自爱、自我没有被破碎过。
And so all they can think about is themselves.
他们所想到的就是他们自己。
And they dress up this self-love with spiritual language.
他们用这个属灵的语言去包装这个自爱里头这个自己的爱。
And that's how we deceive ourselves.
这个爱自己的心，这个就是我们怎样欺骗自己的情况。
But if you've really come to the Lord,
但是如果你真的到主跟前来呢？
If you know what you are before the cross of Christ,
如果你真的知道你是怎样的来到主的十字架的跟前，
If you know why he died on that cross,
你知道他为什么在十字架上死，
And how that makes a full end of you,
以致这个死要把你完是自己完全的了结了。
And then that brokenness in your heart,
你心里头这个破碎，
that will keep you safe,
就能够保护你。
And you'll listen to the Spirit,
你就能够听圣灵的声音。
But you won't be deceived by that silly idea that you are marvelous, you are magnificent, you are everything, stand back world.
以致你不会被欺骗，你以为你是很了不起、很特别、非常好的。
So there are many gifts given.
所以有很多不同的恩赐赐下。
There's a few of them mentioned there in Romans chapter 12.
有在罗马书十二章提到好几个。
But we notice in Romans 12 how he moves on after he speaks about those gifts.
在罗马书提到十二章提到这个恩赐的时候呢，保罗就继续了。
The very next word is let love be without hypocrisy.
第九节就说爱人不可虚假。
Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
As we read through what follows here,
当我们继续来读的时候，
we can see that he is encouraging a certain life among the believers.
在这里就鼓励信徒中间应该怎样的活出他们的生活呢？
The focus is not upon gifts.
那个焦点不是放在那个恩赐上，
But the focus is here upon the life that we're living.
焦点乃是放在我们是过一个怎样的一个生活。
And this is really important.
这个是非常重要的。
Because the gifts of the Spirit are not to be a distraction in themselves.
因为圣灵的恩赐本身不是叫人分散应当所注意的事情。
Because Paul wrote most about the gifts of the Spirit to the church in Corinth.
保罗也讲到不同的恩赐写信给哥林多的教会。
But the church in Corinth is probably the most carnal church of all the churches we know of in the scripture.
在哥林多教会就是我们知道众多教会里头肯定可以说最属肉体的教会。
So does that mean that the gifts of the Spirit were not real there?
是不是说因为这个缘故圣灵的恩赐在他们中间不是很真实呢？
No, it doesn't mean they were not real, but it does mean that those people were completely distracted by the gifts and couldn't see the purpose of the gifts.
不是说他们的恩赐是不真，乃是他们的注意力已经分散了，没有专注于圣灵的恩赐那个最重要的那个意义。
While we are focusing only on the gifts as gifts, we've forgotten the giver.
因为这样呢，我们就很容易焦点于我们所领受的恩赐，忘记了赐恩的主。
And if we've forgotten the giver, we've become idolaters.
如果我们忘记了赐恩的主呢，我们就成为拜偶像。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
让我们翻开哥林多前书十二章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.
恩赐原有分别。圣灵却有异位，知识也有分别，主却是异位，功用也有分别，神却是异位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
What is the point of this?
这里讲到什么呢？
Christians have a habit of copying one another.
基督徒有一个习惯，就是彼此模仿。
And trying to be like one another.
就彼此要学像对方。
And wanting other people to be like them.
也盼望别人像他。
And we end up all being the same.
以致我们每一个人都好像一样。
Even we talk the same, we stand the same, we walk the same, we become clones of one another.
我们讲话一样，行走一样，做事一样，好像彼此都是一样的一个版本一样。
But we only have to look out in the garden to see this is not God's way.
我们来看看那个花园里头，我们看见这个不是。是完全不同的情况。
In the garden, there's great diversity.
因为在园子里头有很多不同的种类。
And of course, in ourselves, there are many different functions.
在我们中间，我们也需要有不同的功能的。
So we have to be careful when we think about the gifts of the Spirit, that we don't see one particular gift and say, "That's what I want."
所以我们看见有不同的恩赐，而不是说某一个恩赐都每个人都说这个恩赐是我所要的。
Or everybody's like this, so I should be like this.
因为每个人都是这样的，所以我也要这样。
We've got to allow for the Holy Spirit to be the Lord.
我们需要让圣灵做主。
And we've got to allow Him to do different things in each of us and all of us.
我们要让他在不同人身上做不同的工作。
How He'll use you, how He'll use somebody else, how He'll use me.Can be all different.
他怎样用你，怎样用其他人，怎样用我，可以完全不同的。
But while I've got my eyes on myself,
但当我有自己的眼睛的时候
，and while I'm just thinking about me,
如果我有我能够看见眼睛只想到自己
，then I can be jealous of what He does with you.
我就会妒忌你身上所有的。
And I can be envious, and I can even try and stop Him using you.
甚至我会妒忌到一个地步，我要拦阻神呢，来继续用你的。
And I've completely lost sight of what the purpose of God is in working amongst us.
所以我们就完全没有看那个要看的焦点呢，失去那个中心。为什么神赐恩赐给我们
？Verse 7,
第七节。
The manifestation of the Spirit is it given to each one for the profit of all.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人的益处。
None of the gifts are for our own use.
没有任何一个恩赐是为着我们自己所用的。
All of the gifts are for the church.
所有的恩赐都是为教会的。
And for the building of the church.
为着教会的建造。
All of them.
所有的恩赐。
None of them are prizes that you've won.
没有任何恩赐是你自己赢得来的奖赏。
All of them are for the church.
所有恩赐都是为主的教会的。
So if you have a gift,of the Spirit, what does that make you?
所以如果你有圣灵所赐的一个恩赐，这个是什么意思呢？
What does it make you?
对你来讲是什么呢？
It makes you a servant to the church.
这恩赐是叫你成为一个教会的仆人。
It doesn't make you a big shot.
不是叫你成为一个很出名的一个什么的人。
It doesn't make you somebody that everybody else has got to bow down to.
不是叫你成为一个人，每个人对你都要下拜的。
It makes you a servant.
是叫你成为一个仆人。
And if you have that gift, you have more responsibility than when you didn't have it.
就是你有这个恩赐的时候，你就有更重、更多的责任，比起你没有恩赐的时候。
Because something has been entrusted to you.
因为有一些东西已经托付给你了。
And you will be held accountable for how you use that.
你就要负上你的责任，你要怎样使用它。
Now that is not a reason for us to bury the gift.
这个不是这个原因，以致我们就是要埋藏我们的恩赐。
But it's a reason for us to have a heart of service.
这乃是叫我们有一个服侍的心
and a willingness to be servants, to use the gift, to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters.
有个甘心乐意的心去使用这恩赐来服侍弟兄姊妹。
So he says in verse 8,
所以第八节说
to one who's given the word of wisdom by the Spirit,
这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语。
And the other, to another, the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit.
那人也蒙这位圣灵赐他知识的言语。
To another faith by the same Spirit.
又有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
To another gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
还有一人蒙这位圣灵赐他医病的恩赐。
To another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues.To another, the interpretation of tongues. But the one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills.
又叫一人能行异能，又叫一人能做先知，又叫一人能辨别诸灵，又叫一人能说方言，又叫一人能方言。这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
So all of these gifts are to accomplish what?
So 所有这些恩赐呢，要成就什么呢？
If I have the word of wisdom, what's it for?
如果我有智慧的言语，是为着什么目的呢？
If I have a word of knowledge, what's that for?
如果我有知识的言语，是为着什么目的呢？
If I can work miracles, what would that be for?
如果我能够行神迹，是为什么目的呢？
All of it.Would be to glorify Christ.
所有这一切都是为着一个目的，是荣耀基督。
And all of it would be to help the brothers and sisters to know Him and to know Him in their life.
就是所有这一切都是要帮助弟兄姊妹去认识基督，在他们生命里头认识基督。
These gifts may also be used, of course, in reaching out to those who do not yet know the Lord.
这些恩赐也有用着为着那些还没有信主的人，要帮助他们认识主的。
But the purpose is the same.
那个目的都是一样的。
It's the bride being gathered.
就是这个新妇能够被预备。
It's the people being prepared for the Lord.
就是这帮人能够做好准备为着我们的主。
Now we can ask, and I'm sure you're asking.
我们能够问，我想你们也会这样问。
Well, what about these gifts?
这一个恩赐是怎样呢？
Where are the miracles?
那个行神迹的在哪里呢？
Where is the healing?
在那个医治的恩赐在哪里呢？
What's this about the tongues?
那个说方言的恩赐在哪里呢？
Are we there?
我们是不是在那里呢？我们是不是
The first thing to remember about each of these gifts is that He gives as He wills.
首先，关于这些恩赐，就是说，他要按照自己的意思赐下这些恩赐。
If He says there shall be no miracles, then there shall be no miracles.
如果他说我不要有神迹，那么他就不赐下神迹的恩赐。
And if He says there shall be no tongues, there shall be no tongues.
如果他说不要有方言，那么就没有方言。
And that will be right.
这个是对的。
He is sovereign, He is Lord.
他是有主权的，他是主。
And He can work what He will, when He will, where He will.
他要按照自己所喜欢的去在做什么事，在那里做，几时做。
So my response to the question, people says, well, where are the miracles?
所以当人问神迹今天在哪里呢？我的回应是
Actually, I remember there was a brother some years ago who he was very keen about miracles and healing.
我记得有位弟兄很多年前他是对神迹医治很有兴趣的。
And yeah, but he told me I have a gift of healing.
他告诉我，我有一个医治的治病的恩赐。
But unfortunately, he was very bold.
但是很可惜，他是很很胆子很大的。
He said, "You have the gift of healing."
他跟我说，你有治病的恩赐。
And he said, "This is how you'll know."
你通过这个呢，你就能够知道。
Your daughter is going to get sick.
你的女儿就快生病了。
With he said a specific disease.
他讲到一个某一个疾病。
And then you'll learn healing through this.
他就说你会通过这一个呢，你会学到治病的恩赐。
But you know what I did?
你知道我做什么吗
？I went to the doctor.
我去医生那里。
And I took my daughter to the doctor.
我带我的女儿到医生那里。
She was quite young.
当时她年纪很小。
And I think we all had a blood test.
我们都接受验血。
Because this disease would be detected in a blood test.
因为这个疾病呢，能够通过验血来知道的。
And I said to the doctor, "This man prophesied that, you know, that my daughter has this disease."
我就告诉医生说。
So I want you to do the blood test.
我就告诉医生说。
And she kind of looked at us and thought, "You know, sort of."
我就告诉医生说，这个人说，我的女儿有这个病，那么现在我就带她来，验血。
We did the blood test. She didn't have the disease, and she's never had it.
她通过验血发觉没有这个疾病，她从来也没有再有。
So this mouth was a little bit too big.
所以这个口呢，张得太大了。
But I don't discount healing.
但是呢，我不是说要减低治病的恩赐的宝贵。
I believe in God.
我相信神。
He heals.
他医治。
He can heal.
他能够医治。
He can heal miraculously and instantly.
他能够很神奇的这样医治，很立刻的医治。
But why will he do that?
但是当他这样做，他要为什么会这样做呢
？He will not do that to make us comfortable.
他不是这样做目的叫我们感觉舒服一点。
He will not do that just to show off.
他不是这样做要显明表现自己。
But he will do that for one purpose only.
他这样做只有一个目的。
In order that the bride may be prepared.
以致新妇能够被预备好。
He might do it to win somebody to Christ.
他可能这样做为着赢得一些人，赢得一个人归给基督。
He might do it to speak into the life of somebody.
他可能通过这个要向一个人心说话。
But he will not do it for the reasons that we would want him to do it.
他不是因着我们要他这样做，他就这样做。
Which is just for our comfort and shortcut and ease.
或者叫我们感觉立刻舒服，或者有捷径，或者容易一点。
And when we look for it on those grounds, we're going to be disappointed.
所以，如果我们看这些我们想要的原因呢，我们就会失望。
You know, when the Lord Jesus was teaching,
所以当主耶稣教训人的时候
，and those men lowered down their friend in front of him.
这些人把他们的朋友就放下来，通过房顶放下来了。
And this man was ill, and everybody wanted him to be healed.
这个人是有病的，每人都想他的病被医好。
And the Lord Jesus turned to him and said, "Your sins are forgiven."
主耶稣就转向他说，你的罪被赦免了。
Well, that actually wasn't why they brought him.
其实不是这个原因，他们的朋友，他的朋友把他放在那里。
They brought him to be healed.
他们的朋友放他在那里，目的是被医治。
But the Pharisees said, "Who is this who forgives sins? Only God can forgive sins."
但是当时的法利赛人就说，谁能够赦免人的罪呢？只有神能够赦免人的罪。
And Jesus said to them, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise up and walk?"
主耶稣说，那一样容易呢？叫这个人的罪被赦免呢，还是叫这个人起来行走呢
？And of course, the answer is, I can't say either.
就是说
，The Pharisees' answer was, "We can't say either."
所以那个问题的答案，法利赛人就觉得，对他们来讲，我们也不知道。
We can't say your sins are forgiven.
我们不能够说你的罪被赦免。
Nor can we say rise up and walk.
我们也不能够对这个人说起来行走。
And Jesus says that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, and He says to this man, rise up and walk.
但主耶稣的回应就是说。为要 你们知道人子能够有赦罪的权柄，所以就叫这个人起来行走。
So the miracles which Jesus did were a sign which pointed to him and who he was.
所以主耶稣行这个神迹呢，是为着借着这个神迹指向主自己。
And this is the character of the work of God.
这是神的工作一个特征。
In Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit comes,He will glorify me.
圣经说，当圣灵来了，是为荣耀我。
And that is what we see in the Scripture when the Holy Spirit works. It is all to Christ.
所以，当我们看见圣经里头记载圣灵的工作的时候，都是指向基督的。
So, do we look for miracles?
所以我们是不是追求寻找神迹呢？
No, we look for the glory of Christ.
不，我们是寻找追求。基督的荣耀
and that he should be glorified.
他当被荣耀
that his name should be honored.
以致他的名能够被尊崇
and that men should be drawn to him.
以致人能够被吸引到他的跟前
and if the Lord leads us to pray for a miracle, pray for it.
如果神引导我们为一个神迹祷告，我们就可以为着这个神迹祷告
but never lose sight of what the goal is.
但永远不要忘记分心说没有看见那个真实的目的。
The goal is that Christ should be glorified.
那个目的就是基督要被得荣耀。
It is such a temptation.
这里是有一个这么大的一个试探。
And you know, to some extent, I think that's why the Lord is not so free to work amongst us.
这就是那个原因，为什么主呢？今天没有很自由的能够在我们中间工作。
What would it be? Just think of it. Let's just imagine.
我们就来想象。
One of the little children's running around outside falls over and breaks their arm.
有一个孩子，他就到处跑，能够跌倒了，然后呢手跌断了。
And then one of us goes over and says, "Don't worry."
然后我们中间有一个人说，不要惧怕，不要担心。
We put our hand on the broken arm.
我们把手放在这个断的手臂上。
We look up to heaven.
然后就看着天。
Healed.
立刻医治了。
Well, the parents of that child would be very happy.
那么这个孩子的父母就是非常高兴了。
But what would our attitude be to that person who prayed like that?
那么我们对这个人这样祷告，我们的态度是怎样
？And how would that person feel amongst us?
那么这个人在我们中间，感觉我们是怎样
？Would we have the maturity to glorify God?
我们有没有这个成熟，在这个事情上能够去荣耀神呢
？Would something like that go to that person's head?
会不会这一个思想来到这个人的头脑里头呢
？So often we pray things, but you know, if the Lord answered our prayer, could we handle it?
有时候我们为做某一件事情祷告，神真的答应呢？我们能不能够面对或者好好的陈述的处理呢？接过来呢
？If the Lord leads you to pray for somebody who's ill, pray for them. Pray for them with all your heart. Pray with faith.
如果主等您感动你为着某一个病祷告，你就好好的为这个病祷告，求医治。
You know, when my daughter was young, I often prayed for her.
当我的女儿年幼的时候，我常常为她祷告。
And once she was bitten by a bee, I think.
有一次她被熊咬了。A bee.
A bee.
一个蜜蜂咬了。
Is that a dog, isn't it? Smaller than that.
比起那个熊小很多。
So she came running and crying, you know.
所以呢，她就跑了，就哭了。
And she said, "Quickly pray."
她说，很快的为我祷告吧。
And I was sort of saying, "Well, where did it bite you?"
我就看看啊，在咬在你那个地方啊。
So we prayed, and then she ran off the place.
我们就祷告了，他们祷告完，他就去玩了。
Yeah, we can exercise faith to the glory of God.
我们能够操练信心，为着神的荣耀。
But let us never lose sight of the goal.
但是我们 不要失去那个焦点。
Jesus only.
只有基督。
It is for him.
是为着他的。
More confession.
更多的承认。
As a young man.
作为一个年轻人。
I wanted to be a big shot.
我怕能够做一个有名的人，出人头地的人。
And I felt that the Lord showed me that when I was 30, He was going to really, really use me.
我就盼望期望着，当我30岁的时候，他真的能够好好好好的大用我。
You know the verse in the scripture that I read, don't you?
你知道我读到圣经的哪一句吗？
It's a verse about John the Baptist.
就那一句讲到施洗约翰。
It says when he was 30, he was revealed to Israel.
那里讲到当30岁的时候就显在以色列人的中间。
So the young man read this and said yes.
所以一个年轻人读到这个就说是的。
And I was about 27.
那个时候我27岁。
28.
28岁了。
29.
29岁了。
30.
30岁了。
30 and a half.
31.
Just during that year, it was like the sun came up.
就在这一年的当中，好像热头啊就升起来。
And I saw how selfish, self-centered, and stupid I am.
我就看见自己是多么的自私、自我中心、多么的愚昧。
So.After that, I said to somebody, I have repented of my ministry.
然后我就跟一个人说，我为做我的服事，我就悔改了。
And they kind of looked at me and thought, huh?
他就看着我，好像不明白。
For the young men, I say, this is in our heart.
对一个年轻人来讲，是在我心里头。
We want to be big shots.
我们盼望做一个很特别、很出色的人。
Of course, for the Lord.
当然是为着主了。
But we want everybody to take notice of us.
但是我们怕每个人都注意着我。
And everybody to sort of gather around and say, whoa, you know.
我们怕每个人都说啊，你真棒。
And God has to break that.
神需要破碎这个。
Or we are not at all useful to Him.
否则我们对他毫无用处。
In fact, we're a positive danger.
其实我们成为一个很大的危险。
In so many areas, in this matter of gift,And being led by the Spirit, we need to have the cross very real in our lives.
在这个圣灵的引导、圣灵的恩赐的上面呢，我们需要一个很清楚的十字架的工作在我们身上。
One day we were out witnessing in the street.
有一次我们在街道上去见证主。
And there was a young man with us who we didn't know very well, but he was a believer.
我们就遇到一个那当时有个年轻人，我们对他不是很认识，但是他是个信主的人。
And he came up to me.
他来到我跟前。
And he said, I think that the Lord is leading me to witness to the young girls.
我相信主是引导我去向这个女孩子见证，做见证。
You're kidding.
我就说你是讲笑吗？
Yeah, this young man wanted to talk to the girls. Yeah, sure.
这个年轻人想的去跟这个年轻女孩子谈话。
But this heart, this is a deceitful heart.
这是个被欺骗的一个心。
I know another young man, relatively young, older actually.
有另外一个年轻人，但是年纪比较大一点。
Who thought the Lord had given him a gift to go and talk to prostitutes standing in the street?
他就觉得自己有神给他的恩赐，是在街道上去向一个妓女传福音。
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样。
I think that is the deception of the heart.
我觉得这个是心里头是被蒙蔽、被欺骗。
So you know, if we're going to walk with the Lord and know the leading of the Spirit,
如果我们是与神同行，认识圣灵的引导
then we need to have that work which we call the work of the cross in our life.
我们需要有这个工作，这个工作我们叫十字架的工作在我们身上。
We need to be correctable.
我们需要能够被纠正的。
We need to be able to listen to other people.
我们需要能够懂得怎样听别人所讲的。
And we need to know the warning signs in our own heart.
我们也需要知道在我们心里头一个警告的信号在我们心里头。
When the first thought is me.
如果第一个思想是我。
That's not the leading of the Spirit.
这不是圣灵的引导。
Won't this make me look good?
我这个事情会怎样叫我看起来更好呢？
When we feel like that, all the alarms should be going off.
当我们这样感觉的时候，所有危机的信号都应该响起来。
You have now become a danger in the church.
你现在就成为教会的危险了。
You have now become somebody who can do damage rather than do good.
你就成为一个人在教会里头，与其做好的。有帮助的反而是带来危险坏处。
Should we talk briefly about the gift of tongues?
我们能够是否能够讲一讲方言的恩赐呢？
In the world, nowadays, there is a lot of speaking in tongues.
在今天的世界里头有很多人他说讲方言。
And I could tell you a story, but it'd take too long, so I'll just tell you the end of the story.
我有个故事但是要讲就很长我只是把那个借据讲给你听。
No, I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, yeah. 我把整个故事讲给你听。
Some time ago, we met a man by the name of Mr. Whitman. I can't remember his first name. Roy Whitman.
我遇到一个人，他的名字叫 Roy Whitman.
He was an Englishman or an American who went to live in the Middle East.
他是个英国人还是美国人？他去在中东里头生活。
And he learned to speak Arabic like an Arab.
他就学习说亚拉伯文，好像亚拉伯人一样。
And he spent the whole of his life there, later part of his life in the Middle East, as a missionary preaching the gospel.
他就用上他大半生的时候在那里做宣教士。
And the Lord used him in many wonderful ways.
神在很多方面很奇妙的来使用他。
Now this was a good while ago. We met him as an old man a long time ago.This was like the 1920s.
就是他在1920年的时候做这些，那么过了很久以后，当他年老的时候，我们遇到他。
So he told us that there was one woman amongst them who was given the gift of tongues.
他就告诉我们，在他们中间有一个女人得到圣灵所赐的讲方言的恩赐。
She was an Arabic woman.
她是一个亚拉伯的女人。
But she began to speak other languages.
但是他开始说其他 国家的语言。
They were known languages. It was like suddenly she could speak English.
那些语言是知道的，就是好比方说他能够说英语。
And the Lord used her as a witness amongst many people, and many people came to the Lord because they saw this sign in her.
主借着这个女人就叫很多人去来到神跟前，因为神使用她做个指标，叫吸引人认识。
But then many people, after that, many people were started to speak with tongues.
之后呢，就很多人就开始说方言了。
So, listen to this carefully.
小心听。
She went to the Lord and said, "What's going on?"
这个姊妹就到主跟前说，主啊，发生什么事呢？
And then he said, that is Mr. Whitman said, that she said,That the Lord said,
就是这个女人就到主跟前问了。那么那个 Roy Whitman 这个弟兄呢，就说这个姊妹讲出来说主是这样说的。
Some, not many, speak from me.
有一些人，但是不是很多人，是为我而讲。
Some, not many, speak from the devil.
有一些人不是很多，是出于撒旦来讲。
Most speak of themselves.
大部分的人都是从自己出于自己来讲。
And Mr. Whitman said, and that's been pretty much our understanding.
那么 Roy Whitman 弟兄他就说，是这个是差不多我们的理解，也是这样。
And I think that's pretty much my understanding.
这个也是我大概是我的理解。
The other ones were more the gibberish. Yeah.
大部分都是一些不是真实的语言，而是他们发出一些好像语言的声音。
In the Acts of the Apostles, clearly, in Acts chapter 2, they spoke other languages.
在《使徒行传》第二章讲到当时的弟兄们他们说方言。
And the sign was a very specific sign.
那个指标是很清楚的指标。
The sign was that this message of Christ crucified and risen was for the whole world.
这个指标就是说，基督和他钉十字架呢，都是为着全世界的人的。
He was no longer confined to the Jewish people.
不是单单为着犹太人的。
And so this was a very important sign and a sign that bore fruit.
所以这个是非常重要一个指标，这个指标带来圣灵的果子。
So the gift of tongues is not a gift that you need to seek.
所以讲方言的恩赐不是个恩赐你要去追求的。
No, because some people say to you, if you don't speak with tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit.
甚至有一些人说，如果你不说方言呢，你就没有得着圣灵了。
That, of course, is nonsense.
这当然是废话了。
And the second last verse of this chapter says as much.
这个
Verse 30 says, "Do all speak with tongues?" Question mark, and the answer is no.
这个在这一章最后末了第二节三十节那里就说，不是这样的，因为他说，岂都是说方言的吗？当然不是呢。
And many people who speak about the gift of tongues say, "Oh, this particular gift is a private and personal gift."
有一些人他们说他讲方言这是一个很私人很个人的一个恩赐
But that's not true
这个也是不对的
All of the gifts of the Spirit are for one purpose and they are for the church and to build the church
所有的圣灵所赐下的恩赐都只有一个目的就是为着基督的教会教会的建造
If you have a spiritual gift,
如果你有一个圣灵所赐的恩赐
are you therefore now spiritually mature?
如果你有一个属灵的恩赐，是不是表示说你现在就属灵就成熟了？
No.
不是的。
If you have a spiritual gift, do you know how to use it?
如果你有一个属灵的恩赐，问题是你懂不懂得怎样去运用它？
Probably not.
很可能。不懂
的 and you need to learn how to use it.
你需要学习去懂得怎样应用它。
If you have a spiritual gift, can you go and use that gift however you feel it should be used?
是不是如果你有属灵的恩赐，你就几时有觉得要用，你就去用
？No.
也不是。
Because the headship belongs to Christ, not you.
因为那个主权是属于基督的，不是你的。
So the spiritual gift.Is simply a means by which the Lord can use you and make you a blessing amongst His people. But you have to learn how to use that gift, and you have to learn, just like everybody, how to walk with Him and grow in Him.
神赐给你属灵的恩赐，是为着你学习与神同行，去怎样去让神工作在你身上，以致你能够借助这个恩赐来在神的家里头建造弟兄姊妹。
What's the difference between a natural talent and a spiritual gift?
怎样分辨一个天然的才能和一个属灵的恩赐呢？
Sometimes a natural talent will accompany a spiritual gift.
有时候这个天然的才能跟这个属灵的恩赐是彼此好像并在一起的。
We all
这天然的才能好像能够用在一起的跟属灵的恩赐。
We all have natural talents.
我们都有天然的才能。
Some talents are rarer than others, but we all have our own abilities.
有一些才能是比较稀有的，但是我们每个人都有不同的才能。
We use our natural talents to go and earn a living.
我们用我们的天然的才能去赚钱。
We use our natural talents just to get on in the world.
我们用我们天然的才能在世界上面生活。
So our natural talents in themselves.May be useful to God.
我们的天然的才能，在神面前可能神可以使用的。
Because He, of course, has given us all that we are.
因为我们所有的都是他所赐的。
For example, you could have a musical gift.
比方说，你能够有一个音乐的才能。
You're born with this gift.
有一个音乐的天分，你出生就有这个天分了。
And you can grow up and you can learn how to play instruments and how to use your gift.
你能够成长，能够。学习这个音乐能够怎样使用这个才能
And you may use that gift in a selfish way or you may use it in a generous way
你能够用这个才能很自私的运用或者用一个来帮助别人很慷慨的用
Just the same as with any other gift.
就好像其他的天赋一样。
And you can be a blessing because you use your natural talent in a generous way and you know, you can help people with it or do something good with it.
这样你能够帮助别人也成为别人的祝福，因为你能够用你的天然的才能很慷慨的去给去帮助。
You know, I know people who are so good with their hands, they can fix anything, they can make anything.
我知道有一些人他们的手很聪明的，他们能够修理很多东西，做很多东西出来。
So what are they going to do?
那么他们要怎样做呢？
Well, you know, I'm thinking of one brother who's a Christian, and he spent almost all his life helping people, helping widows and elderly people, fixing things for them.
我就认识这样的一个人，他就用他一生常常去帮助别人去修理，或者帮助人做这些东西，帮助老人家，帮助一些单亲的人。
So that's a really good use of his talent, isn't it?
这样用他的才能是非常的好的用途。
But if we stand back, we say, well, this brother is just living a good life.
那么我们退后来看啊，这个弟兄真的过一个很好的生活。
He's living well.
他过得很好啊。
But what is the difference between a natural talent and a spiritual gift?
那么一个天然的才能跟一个属灵的恩赐有什么分别呢？
With our natural talents, we can help people, we can be generous, we can be kind, we can do all those things.
天然的才能能够帮助人，能够对人表达一个服务的行动是很好的。
But with a spiritual gift, we're going to go one step further.
但属灵的恩赐呢，能够再进一步。
With a spiritual gift, we're going to reveal Christ.
借助这个属灵的恩赐呢，我们能够启示基督。
It's going to be a ministry of Christ.
是把基督服侍到别人身上。
And it's going to be accomplishing that work which only the Holy Spirit can accomplish.
能够成就这个工作，只有圣灵自己能够才能够成就。
That's that inner work in the heart.
所以在人心里头做的工。
That what Paul in Galatians said, Christ being formed in you.
就是保罗所说，基督成形在你们心里头。
So whatever the gift is,
所以无论这个属灵的恩赐是什么，
that spiritual gift will manifest and glorify Christ.
这个属灵的恩赐要彰显，要荣耀基督的。
We haven't answered the first question, have we?
我们没有回答第一个问题，是不是呢？
What's my gift?
我的恩赐是什么？
We all put our hand up and say, yes, but what's my gift? I don't know what my gift is.
我们都说那么好啊，但是我的恩赐是什么呢？
I don't speak with tongues. I haven't raised anybody from the dead. I haven't done any of those things.
我没有说方言，我没有叫死人复活。我的恩赐是什么呢？
So how can we discern what the Lord would have us do for His glory?
那么我们怎样去分辨明白神要借助我们怎样去服侍他呢？
My answer is very simple.
我的答案是很简单。
Follow life.
跟从生命的带领。
What do I mean by that?
是什么意思呢？
I mean, there are things that you may do, and in doing them, you really experience something of the help of the Lord in that.
你做一些东西做的时候呢，你经历圣灵给你帮助的。
It's not actually a burden for you. Actually, it lifts you.
你做这个的时候呢，这个事情对你来讲不是个重压，而是会提升你的。
I don't mean that it's not necessarily hard in the sense of maybe physically a bit taxing or something like that.
我不是说是很容易的，不会很困难的，不是这个意思。
But somehow you feel there's life in this.
但是你觉得里头有生命的，当你这样做的时候。
And perhaps other people that you're engaged with.Also feel life in this.
当你这样做的时候，其他人也感觉到里头有生命的。
Well, just follow life.
这样就跟从生命吧。
Don't try and be what you're not.
不要做一个你不是的那一个人。
Don't try and be what somebody else is.
不要做一个其他人有的。
Don't copy other people.
不要模仿其他人。
Don't go beyond the life.
不要超过生命给你的。
But just follow life.
就只是跟从生命。
You know, it can be in very, very simple things.
可能在一些很简单的事情上。
Some people have a wonderful gift of knowing where there's a need.
有一些人他有一个很奇妙的恩赐，说知道需要在那里。
And they're the person who always turns up just at the right time with a nice big pot of rice.
这人就是都是在一个很适的时间带来一大盘米。
And they love to do it.
他们喜欢这样做。
It's life.
是生命。
It's life to them. It's life to you.
对他们来讲是生命，对你来讲也是生命。
This is a wonderful gift.
这是个很奇妙美好的恩赐。
And it's a ministry of Christ.
是服侍基督的恩赐。
So we should be ready just to follow life wherever it leads.
所以我们都需要准备跟从生命去服侍。
The best place for us to be is the place the Lord wants us to be.
最好的地方就是神所要我们在的地方。
We can want much, and we can think something else would be better, but by far the most fruitful place is for us to be just where the Lord wants us to be.
我们可以想很多想在不同的地方做不同的事情，但最好的地方就是神所放我们的地方，做神要我们做的事。
There was one sister who was a missionary.
有一个姊妹，她是个宣教士。
She was asked, "What are the qualifications for serving God?"
她说，侍奉神的资格是什么呢
？Like becoming a missionary, something like that.
就是要成为一个宣教士的资格是什么呢？
And she said, the qualification is being willing not to serve him.
那个她说呢，这个资格就是说愿意不侍奉他。
In other words, what she meant was being willing to be exactly where the Lord puts you.
她的意思就是说，你要愿意甘于在神放你在的那个地方。
So if the Lord says go, you're ready to go. But if he says stay, you're equally ready to stay.
所以当神说你要去，他就准备好去。如果神说你要停在这里，他就留在那里。
If the Lord says speak, you're ready to speak. But if he says be silent, you're very ready to be silent.
所以如果神说你要讲话呢，他就准备要讲。如果神说你要安静，他就很甘愿的很准备好。
So you can see, it's the same thing. It's that work of the cross in our life.
所以同一个原则，就是十字架的工作在我们生命里头。
That's the desire to be a true disciple of Jesus.
就是作为耶稣基督真实的门徒这个科目。
How's the time? Okay, the question is about tongues, and
一个问题是关于方言的
and also the reference in 1 Corinthians 13, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels.
就哥林多前书十三章讲到能够说天使的言语
When Paul says the tongues of men and of angels, and if when we read further on, he also speaks of other things.But those things he doesn't have. That wasn't clear, was it? No. When he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, he is using a deliberate exaggeration. Even if I could speak angels' language.
当保罗说并天使的话语的时候呢，他是说更进一步这个夸大程度的话的。
And then he goes on and says, even if I had the gift of prophecy and understood all mysteries, all knowledge, and I had all faith.
就甚至你有天使的言语这个意思，所以他下面又就是说，若有先知讲道之能，甚至是这样。
So that statement does not justify us claiming that these unknown languages are actually the languages of angels.
所以这句话在这个经文里头，天使的话语呢，在那里，并不表示真的有一些。现在人说他们讲一些所谓方言，但是不是正常的语言，他们就说这是天使的言语。其实这个是经文在这里没有说这些话是存在的。
I know they're not languages of angels. I know they're not languages of angels.
我知道他们所谓的说方言这些话语呢，不是天使的言语。
Because the first person that I heard actually speaking in tongues was cursing me.
因为我听见这个人所谓 我一说方言的呢，是咒诅我的。
I don't think that was the angels.
我不相信这个是出于天使。 就得就问呢，你不懂得他说什么，你为什么知道他是咒诅你呢？
Do you want me to reenact it?
你要我演出来吗？
The same way I understand when people here speak Chinese. No, because they intersperse English words. So what he said was, yabba yabba yabba, curse you, curse you, curse you, yabba yabba yabba, curse you, curse you.
他就是用一些不能懂的言语夹在一些我要咒诅你的真实的话语里头。
He wasn't happy with me.
他对我很不高兴。
He was actually preaching in the street.
他是在街道上来讲道。
And I invited him to where I lived.
我就邀请他来到我住的地方。
And we were talking together.
我们彼此交谈。
And then I said something. I disagreed with something that he said.
我对他所讲的，我有一点不同意。 那么就没有对话了。
Then he wasn't happy.
他就不开心了。
Yeah.
然后他就开始所谓的说方言。
If we, I mean, I'm being a little bit, no, I'm being open with you.
我对你们是敞开的。
I feel that the deception that's rife, that's widespread in the church is a mistaking of mistaking what is of the soul for what is of the spirit.
今天在教会里有这么大的混乱的原因，就是我们对于魂跟灵的分开是不认识的。
So we have those situations where people are claiming to be filled with the Spirit and behaving in a certain way and saying, this is the Spirit and it's marvelous and He fills us.
就是有一些人他觉得他们很激动，很多情绪，他们都觉得自己是被圣灵充满了。
And then suddenly they fall into sin.
然后突然间他们就犯罪了。
What happened?
什么事情发生了？
You were filled with the Holy Spirit and then suddenly you go and fall into sin?
你被圣灵充满，但是突然间你又陷在罪里头。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
A life that is filled with the Holy Spirit is a life that's learned to walk with God.
一个被圣灵充满的生命，是一个生命活出与神同行的生活。
But when we are living in the flesh and calling natural things spiritual, well, of course, the flesh has many forms, and one of them is that sin into which we fall.
当我们活出我们的肉体的时候，但是我们说它是圣灵的工作、圣灵的充满，当然，肉体其中的表现就是犯罪呢，所以突然陷在罪里头是不惊讶的。 就是说，刚才你说，当我们去认识我们有什么恩赐的时候呢，你提到我们不要超过我们所有的恩赐，这个是什么意思呢？
For example, I might feel that I need to talk to this brother here.
比方说，我觉得我应该跟这个弟兄讲。
But you're not asleep. So I go and talk to him, and he's blessed by what I say to him.
那么我就跟他谈了，经过这个谈话，他得到主的祝福了。
And I'm a bit excited. Hey, I was a blessing to him.
那么我就很开心，我就啊，我成为他的祝福了。
I must be a great counselor.
我一定是个很伟大的一个劝慰者。
And now I'm going up to everybody and talking to them.
那么我就到处的跟人讲话，劝慰别人。
I've really gone beyond.
这样呢，我就是超过神所给我的那一份。
Beyond the leading that I had.
是超过圣灵给我们的给我的引导。
And I've kind of run away with it with my own imagination.
我就用自己的思想来到处跑。
I grew up in a church where they all speak in tongues, and I realized this is not good and tried to explain it to them by scripture. But it seems useless just because I can't argue with the authorities of the church, the pastors. So what's the things I can do to help them since they're not trying to understand me and treat me like an unholy Christian?
因为我在一个所谓说方言的教会里头，我尝试用圣经跟他们解析说方言的真理，但是他们呢不接受。但是我也不能够跟那个在教会里头的带领的人争辩。那么我应该怎样做去帮助他们？以致他们真的能够明白我，而不是说我不圣洁，说我有问题呢？
It may be that the best thing is to walk away quietly.
可能最好的就是很安静的离开。
I certainly don't mean that you should start a fight or anything like that. But if you can just slip away quietly, that may be wisdom, but you need to pray about that.
我肯定不会建议你跟他们争辩。可能你就是静静的离开，但是你这个要自己好好的祷告。
But it's important.But it's important that when they look at your life, that they do see a life in which the Holy Spirit lives.
但是有一点很重要的，就是他们看你的生命的时候，他们是看见圣灵在你里头有工作的。
So all sorts of argument or bitterness or hurt, all that must be put away.
所有苦毒，所有受伤的灵呢，憎恨呢，都要挪开。
And we need to set an example in all things, but you know, particularly in that situation, we need to be very careful.
所以我们需要在这些事情上能够做一个好的榜样，这些事情要很小心的处理。
What's the difference between the soul and the flesh?
魂跟肉体的分别是什么？
Maybe it's a big question.
这是个很大的问题。
The soul is that part of us which contains our personality, our emotions, our mental capacities.
我们的魂是我们的一部分，它可能包括我们的一些个性或者我们的情绪，我们的心思。
In itself, of course, this is not bad.
本身不是坏的。
But the soul needs to be transformed and sanctified.
但这个魂呢，需要被改变，需要分别为圣。
When we speak of the flesh, we're usually speaking of that which is of the soul and unsanctified.
通常我们讲到肉体呢，就是讲到这个魂没有被分别为圣。
Are you saying that if our heart is sincere and we are walking with the Lord and learning to listen to the still small voice, there is no need to ask the question, what is my gift? That is, it will be clear if God wants to reveal it.
你是不是说如果我们的心是真诚的并且与神同行，学习听神的微小的声音，这样我们就不需要问我的恩赐是什么呢？就是说神要我，神自己会按照他意思去主动的启示给我。
Yes.
是这样的。
You know, do you actually to put a name on your gift is really unnecessary.
其实为你的恩赐给一个名字，其实是不需要的。
What's necessary is that you serve the Lord in the way that He wants you to serve Him.
所需要的就是你按照神所要你去的去服侍他。
I remember saying to a brother once, you really have the gift of evangelism. I said to him.
我记得我对一个弟兄讲啊，你真的有传福音的恩赐。
And he said, no, no, no.
他说没有的，没有的。
Then he just told me about people he led to the Lord.
然后他就告诉我他怎样引人去归向主耶稣。
There was no focus upon I have this gift, but there was a real love for winning people and an ability to win them, God-given.
这里没有一个焦点说我有什么恩赐，但是那个焦点是我有这个爱去关心这个人，并且运用主给我的那一份去把人带向主。
I think that's what counts, don't you?
这个就是那个重要的。
How would you respond if you went to a friend or family's church where they speak gibberish? Also, how can we learn to hear the Holy Spirit's voice if the Spirit is our teacher and we therefore cannot hear and learn what he is teaching us? Okay, the first one. How would you respond if you went to a friend or family's church where they speak gibberish? Where they speak unknown languages, that's all.
就是如果你去到一个家庭的教会或者某一个聚会的地方，他们是讲一些别人听不懂的语言，你怎样回应？
I would respond to them with respect.
我会尊重他们。
And I would just try and respond to the leading of the Spirit in me, whether it's appropriate to stay or to walk out.
我就聆听圣灵给我的引导，我需要留在那里或者我要离开。
But these are my brothers and sisters.
但是这些是我的主内的弟兄姊妹。
And because of that, I must treat them with respect and recognize that I have a responsibility to serve them as well as anybody else.
所以我需要去尊重他们，并且我对他们是个责任的，去服侍他们。
So if there may be people who insist that you have to speak with tongues.
虽然有些人他可能对你说你一定要说方言。
Let us live before them the sort of life where they have to concede, well, you don't speak with tongues, but you certainly do have the Spirit.
你就可以活出基督的样式，让他们知道说，虽然你没有说方言，但是你却是真实的活出基督的生命。
How can we learn to hear the Holy Spirit if He's also our teacher? How can we learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit if the Holy Spirit is our teacher and we cannot hear Him?
我们怎样去学习听圣灵的声音？因为圣灵是我们的教师。那么，所以
The idea is that, you know, if we can't hear him, how can he teach us?
那个问题是我们不能够听见圣灵的声音，我们怎样让他教导我们？
I think the answer to that is because he's a very good teacher.
那个答案就是圣灵是个非常好的教师。
And it's his will for us to learn, so he can teach us, he can meet us where we are.
并且他的心意是教导我们认识他。
We must stop now.
我们要停在这里。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you do give gifts to your church.
父，我们感谢你，你真的对教会赐下你的恩赐。
And we certainly want the Holy Spirit to fill us.
你也是很想圣灵是充满我们的。
But we certainly want to be able to minister to one another and to the world about us in the Spirit.
你也要我们在灵里头彼此相交，彼此建造。也叫世界的人能够认识你。
And so, Lord, we pray that you would work this in us and teach us together.
所以主，我们求你在我们里头，你教导我们。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.